Hello and welcome to the 2016 ARMA Sneak Peek podcast series. Leading up to this year's live event in San Antonio, we're chatting with a series of different speakers to hear what they're covering in their sessions. Today, we're talking to Samantha Lofton. She's the Chief Risk and Information Governance Officer at Ice Miller LLP. We're talking to her about her upcoming session on Matters from Laterals, a Matter Mobility Workshop. Welcome, Samantha.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. First, let me ask you, how many years have you been going to the ARMA event?
You know, I've been involved with ARMA for nearly 20 years, a former ARMA International Board of Director and also a former conference education chair.
Excellent. So you obviously have a lot of experience speaking at the session and being an attendee.
Absolutely, and I understand how important education and development is to the evolving records and information management professional, and I'm honored to be able to speak at the event this year.
Glad to hear that. So let me ask you, in terms of professional development, like you said, there's a lot of great things you get out of ARMA. What specifically are you looking most forward to at this year's event?
But the thing that I'm looking most forward to is networking with colleagues and other professionals and technologists about emerging trends in information governance, records and information management, looking at best practices and how other practitioners are using people and technology to solve the problems facing IG.
Yeah, I think the peer-to-peer networking, most people would agree, is probably the best part of the event. So speaking of the event on a personal level, do you plan on getting out and doing anything while you're in San Antonio? And if so, any recommendations for other attendees if you've been there before?
You know, I went to the ARMA conference when it was in San Antonio several years ago. And I remember back then that several of us went to the Alamo and was surprised by the size of the Alamo. So
yes.
I think everyone who hasn't been to San Antonio should definitely do that. The Riverwalk is a treat, and the conference venue is very nice and accessible to all those attractions. So it is very, very convenient for attendees to get their education and to be able to do a little bit of sightseeing while they're there.
Yeah, let me ask you too. So I know that they've been in San Antonio before. Out of all the events that you've been to for the ARMA Live event, what location would you say was your favorite?
Oh, my favorite location. You know, I really liked Boston.
Oh, good to hear.
And that was several years ago. They were still going through the big dig, but the people, the host chapters, Boston just stands out to me. I think that was probably around 2004, 2005.
Oh, great to hear that. So let me ask you a little bit about your session. You're hosting a panel discussion on Matters from Laterals, a Matter Mobility Workshop. It's Tuesday, September 27th at 9:45. Can you tell the listeners just a little bit about what you'll be covering in the session?
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about matter mobility as defined in the law firm environment. The flow of information that occurs as a result of one lawyer leaving a firm and joining another, the relevant policies that should be in place, the pitfalls that records and information management and IG can help avoid as it relates to adherence to following policies and procedures, you know, what firms should do as it relates to transferring data and what they should not be doing as it relates to receiving information. We're going to talk about checklists so that attendees can ensure that they've addressed physical records, personal data, electronic data, contacts, email, clients and matters that are open, what happens to client and matters that are closed. If a client directs all matters to be transferred, what exactly is the receiving firm responsibility to close matter? What if someone tries to send data and you do not have an engagement? You know, just making sure that we walk through all the things that someone should be looking at or looking for to make sure they're in compliance with ethics opinions, ABA rules, and the best way to kind of mitigate risk in matter. The other thing that we'll talk about is where the lawyer mobility program and information governance intersect. As it relates to mobility, there are a lot of different arms of a law firm that are involved, from HR to IT to records and information management, to conflicts for onboarding, to the risk partners who are talking to lawyers about their responsibilities when they leave a firm, also to the risk team that's identified that may be talking to the incoming laterals about their responsibilities when they join the firm, and then our responsibility as the clients as it relates to protecting their information, securing their information, and ensuring that the lawyer has access to be able to work quickly and swiftly so that the client doesn't have any backlash for making the decision to leave one firm and go to another. So the other thing that we'll talk about are immediate steps that can be taken to protect the firm and its interests when somebody is about to leave.
Great. So let me ask you, is this fair to say that this is only relevant for law firms, or would it be relevant for records managers in general?
You know, one of the questions that we plan to ask during the session is, you know, how many law firm participants are in the room, and then how many client, outside, or general counsel participants are in the room, say, in-house counsel for client. They would be interested in, once they direct their files to be moved from one law firm to another, what happens. So a corporate client could be interested in how that process should look and what their options are. So because if a client is working primarily with lateral A, but it's a client of the firm, so until the client tells the firm that I want to change and move with this person to their new firm, it's still a client of the firm. And what their options are is they can either go with the lateral, they could have the files returned to themselves, they could choose alternate counsel, or they may elect to stay with the firm where the lawyer is departing. So it may be interested for them to just to hear all the options and to be able to see how that process works with moving data and mobility within a law firm.
That's great to hear that it's relevant in different ways. So the last thing I wanted to ask you about is, I think I mentioned to you earlier, at Iron Mountain we're talking a lot about emming the heck out of information, or managing the heck out of your information. I just wanted to wrap up by asking you, you know, in your opinion, and based on the session that you're covering, how can records and information management professionals em or manage the heck out of matter mobility?
You know, good records and information management practices, they follow ARMA's generally accepted record-keeping principles. It's an excellent foundation for IG programs. You know, marketing the evolving skills of a records and information management professional that includes information asset management, that helps organizations achieve objectives relating to security, privacy, and compliance will definitely secure a seat at the table for the RIM professional and help them manage the heck out of data within their organization.
I'd love to hear you say that. Manage the heck out of it. So thank you again, Samantha, for joining us. Don't forget to mark your calendars to join Samantha live on Tuesday, September 27th at 9:45 a.m. for her session on matter mobility. Thank you again, and we'll see you in Texas.
Thanks. Looking forward to seeing you in Texas.